Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is the Two Girls with a Press Pass podcast. I am Paige.
And I'm Chloe.
Yes, my Chloe
Yes! Oh my
girl.
gosh!
So, we're recording today's theme of hot take roulette.
And we have a red solo cup full of hot takes.
We spent all this morning coming up with some of our favorite hot takes. A lot of them didn't make it because they're not podcast appropriate, but hey. That's okay.
They're in our heads forever.
They are. Who should go first? Should we rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. You
Oh,
have to go.
I get to go.
Yeah,
What are you talking about?
No, I don't want to go first.
Oh, I would have just volunteered then.
Oh.
Okay, I have to dig around in the cup. The
What could it
first
be?
hot take is dieting is sometimes too extreme.
Oh, 100%. I agree with that. A million percent.
I also agree.
Definitely
Like,
not like all diets,
no.
but there is some diets that are really just an eating disorder in pretty
Right.
fonts.
Yeah, that's what I think too, because I'm never gonna knock somebody for trying to better themselves, but it's
No.
like, at what point is it that you will never eat like a cupcake ever
Right?
again in your entire life?
Like, you can't just like
Ever?
lick the icing off a cupcake. Like, you're not allowed to have any icing.
Right? Well, 'cause for me it's like
Like an ice cream cone.
diets are cool, but I like stress myself out 'cause it's like forever.
Yeah.
Forever no ice cream.
I mean, I
But
don't.
like
Yeah.
I don't know 'cause you never hear of like old people dieting.
No. Because I don't care.
Right? So at some point I guess it all fades, so it's not that big
Right?
of a deal.
I'm glad that I never got like too into it. I've never been like a part of the diet culture of like, oh, have a gut cleanse,
A gut cleanse.
have cucumbers for lunch. No.
Oh, I was all over cucumbers for lunch.
I would eat cucumbers, but not in like a diet sense. More of
Yeah.
just like a
I
that's what
like
I felt like eating.
cucumbers. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's real. I've tried before, but I can never stick with it. I feel like that's how it is with a lot of people because it's
Yeah.
like you're telling me I have to go to Walmart and buy like celery and stuff.
And the expensive celery.
Right? And not only that, but like I was talking to my grandma about this the other day. But it's like vegetables and fruits are just so hard because you have to like prepare them. Like you want just an easy spaghetti, fine. You can have spaghetti.
Right.
But celery, you have to like get in there.
Think about all of the work that goes into just getting a garlic clove. And
Right?
that's for like normal easy dinners that you just throw some garlic in and you still gotta peel, you gotta peel, you
Yeah,
gotta push, you
right?
gotta peel again. I don't wanna
I don't
no.
like that.
No,
Gnar.
no, no.
Okay,
Okay. Next
you
one.
go.
You guys hear it?
Yeah, ASMR.
ASMR. This one has a hair
Sorry.
on it.
My hair's falling out.
Shaving standards. Okay. I like this one, and it is because I have weird opinions on this, which is I think when it comes to shaving, you should do whatever is convenient for you.
Yes.
But I also think there shouldn't be standards.
Nar.
Like, because there is so many like standards for women shaving and not for men shaving, I'm like, why do I need to have a standard if
Right?
they don't?
Because it's like, it's
It's just
either
hygiene.
like everyone, if we're gonna be like, you have to shave your armpits because
Right.
it's hygienic,
It's hygienic.
then everyone needs to shave their armpits for
Exactly.
hygiene. But if
Exactly.
we don't really care that much, then whatever.
Let me grow my hair out.
Right?
Come on.
I know. They hate you because they ain't you, for real.
They do. And like, I feel like people don't realize, well, I guess not people, I guess a lot of guys don't realize how like rewarding it is to like get in bed after shaving your
Oh my
legs.
gosh,
Like,
yes.
it is just like it feels nice, it feels
You smell
relaxing,
so
you
good.
smell so
The
good,
lotion, like,
you get to pretend you're a cricket. Oh my
Right? No, I do
God,
that
I
too. Oh
love
my
being a
gosh.
cricket when I shave my legs, it's my favorite. And they're just missing out, they've never experienced it.
Right.
That's so sad.
I know. So,
Guys, shave
shave
your
your
legs,
legs.
try it,
LOL.
try it, and then try being a cricket. It
Is
is
fire.
so awesome.
It is fire.
Okay.
All right.
Your turn.
Chloe's turn.
Little accent there.
I'm shaking it up. Okay.
ASMR.
I know, right? Best sodas are from McDonald's.
I will stand by that 100%.
I
think McDonald's Coke still has Coke in it.
Insane.
Like, no, but like,
I get it.
It feels like it does.
For me, I like McDonald's drinks, but it's all about the cup. Like Sonic's drinks. See, I used to be a Sonic girl for life. I used to be like Sonic drinks. I was styrofoam cup.
Oh.
But now I'm kind of like, you can low-key taste it.
You can taste the styrofoam. Yeah. 100%.
Right? And so it's kind of like, meh. And so I've been really liking McDonald's. I like Taco Bell.
Taco Bell? Oh
my gosh.
That is a great point. Taco Bell, Dr. Pepper?
Yes, it's so good.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what they put in there, but you will have to like, I don't think you could pay me enough money to like finish a drink. I could not finish a drink to save my life.
No.
There's always some left.
100%.
You get me a Taco Bell.
I'm a sipper.
Ooh. Taco Bell. It's gone. It's drained.
It's gone.
And I think it's because of the cup.
Yeah.
Also, Taco Bell puts the right amount of ice in there.
That's true. I like the amount of ice they put in there.
Me too.
I forget about Taco Bell. Their drinks are really good.
It's so good. So either I think Taco Bell is number one because it's always right.
That's true.
McDonald's number two. Same because cup.
Sometimes it's wrong.
But sometimes McDonald's skimps on my ice.
And sometimes they just like, you'll be like, hey, love you, but there's no fizz in this. And
no,
they go,
right?
They go, okay. Then walk in the building and refill it at the refill machine. And I'm like, I don't want to get out of my car.
I don't want to do Taco Bell's, on the other hand,
Taco
fire.
Bell.
Oh, it's always
Taco
good.
Bell is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
But it's like drinking it out of... That's the other thing, too. It's like, you know those things on TikTok where they like line all of the drinks up and you...
Oh, you guess where it's from. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think I'd totally be able to do that with like Dr. Pepper.
Oh,
for sure.
I totally think I could.
Because
I think I could do
I know
it with
can.
Root beer.
Oh, root beer?
I love root beer.
My mom likes root beer. I don't really like root beer. Well, she only likes Bargs.
That's fair. Bargs is better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it my turn? Your turn.
I think I just grabbed more than one. ASMR. Snapchat.
Oh my gosh.
Snapchat. I have so many feelings on this one. I didn't even... Oh my god, okay.
Paige has the most feelings, so she's gonna
speak
on it first.
I have so many feelings about this, because it's like, listen. Snapchat got popular when I was in middle school, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And I have now gone through middle school, graduated high school, graduated college. And there are still people older than me using Snapchat on a daily basis and being like, why didn't you break my streak? I'm sorry. The only streak I will be keeping is a Duolingo streak pre-AIO hires. Like...
Hello, education.
No, literally. Like, come on. But no. Like, I fully, like... I undownloaded Snapchat freshman year of college because I was like, this is just, like... Because the people that are on it post-high school, this is a little inappropriate. But they're really looking for a one-night fun.
A little bit. I am still on Snapchat after high school, but not in the sense...
Not in the streak sense.
Not in the sense that... No, I agree. I agree. That's my thing, is like Snapchat tendencies.
Yes.
No. You should not be keeping a streak.
No.
Even in high school, it's a little weird.
It's
a little bit weird. For me, with people like my younger brother... Love him. He is discovering Snapchat. I will keep a streak with him because
Of course. Yes. You're the cool older sister.
I am so cool.
And that's your job.
And, yeah, but I don't know. It just gets to a point where it's like, it's so meaningless.
And that's the thing. Like,
I don't like it.
Like, if I was, and this did happen a lot, like, while I was in college, was I would meet someone and they'd be like, oh, what's your Snap? And I'd be like, no.
Oof.
Try again.
Immediately, no. I'm an Instagram girl in college.
Oh, 100%.
I ask
That's
for your Instagram.
That's immediately what I go to. I go, can I have your Instagram? If I need you, I'll DM you.
Yeah.
And then I ask for your phone number because
you're
also,
normal. I'm just kidding.
That's the only way I'm going to see that you tried to reach out to me. Right? I'm not checking my Instagram DMs. I'm not checking any DMs.
No, no. I'm kind of, I don't know. Social media is just, I feel like now on social media, only some people do it, but most of us just observe.
Yeah. And observing's okay.
Yeah, and I'm content with that.
Yeah.
But it's just like, at the end of the day, who is really, like, mm-hmm. posting up a storm on, like, Instagram? Not really anyone. I mean, not me.
Only time I'm posting on Instagram is if I'm posting on the business Instagram.
Right?
And then reposting it onto my personal Instagram.
Yes, like, see? I don't know.
Or if I'm, like, in a public place and I want to get on social media. Because I can't watch TikTok, obviously.
No.
Too loud. I'm not rude.
Yeah.
It's like being on speakerphone. I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm.
I like keeping up with other... Like, I love the fact that other people post on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I love that other people post on Snapchat.
I love it.
But I can't do it. I can't do it.
I'm not doing it.
I don't know why. It's like I cannot bring myself to just...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So, okay. It's my turn.
Your turn. ASMR.
Arnar. I dropped it. These are not getting shaken up. I keep picking from the bottom.
I do, too.
Okay. Maybe I should pick from the top then, like, reverse psychology.
Ooh. Surprise it. So it doesn't know which one it's going to be picked.
It is... Water has taste.
Yeah!
Water totally does have taste.
100%.
I hate it.
I do too.
So much.
The only... And that's why, like, I am, like, a stickler about drinking filtered water.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Because it takes out the, like... Either A, it tastes like pennies.
Yeah.
B, it tastes like... Because, like, pennies to me has, like, a coppery taste, and then there's a metally taste. Like, I can...
The when difference you eat is a penny, little, yeah. It just tastes like what a penny is made out of.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, like, some of them just taste, like, dirty. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. Like, it's just, like...
Like, it's been in someone's pocket for mm-hmm. an eternity.
Yes! And, like, I don't know how else to say it other than, like, it tastes like it's been sat out. It's like, ew.
The water?
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, why? You
got so I don't know. I was low-key still on the penny. Anyways, but...
No,
I thought you were still talking about pennies, so yeah. It's fine. But, yes, I agree. Mm. Water does have taste, and, like, for me, this is actually kind of... weird because I don't like the taste of my I'm a Brita girl myself. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't like Me the too. Taste of the water if it hasn't gotten enough time in the ice.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Like I cannot fill up my water bottle and drink it.
No.
I have to fill up my water bottle, let it sit around for like
close
an hour.
Close the lid for a little bit.
And then
let it really get cold.
Yeah.
I warm water, bad. Wrong. Gross.
No.
No.
Even no. Lukewarm is, that's a stretch.
Yeah.
But it's like, I can taste when it's Dasani.
Oh, 100%. It tastes like I'm drinking plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, I can feel it. It tastes like I'm eating slime, you know, like the water slime.
Yeah. Lublik. Like,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
I like go around and like try different waters. If you haven't done that, 10 out of 10, I recommend. Just 10 going out of 10. And like mm-hmm. rating the gas station waters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I actually found this one. And it's called Path.
Ooh.
Except, like, it's an inside joke with my boyfriend and, okay. and we call it, like, Poth.
Ooh.
Because it's, like, that kind of water. Fussy. And it's, like, in a metal
Ooh,
bottle.
Poth.
And it has electrolytes that you can taste.
Oh.
And you can taste them.
Oh, wow.
It's really good. Mm. I crave it sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Because it started as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a stupid water bottle, stupid water. I'm not drinking this stupid water. And then I had the first sip.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
It was really good.
You got hooked.
I am hooked. So, yeah.
That's why, and my family always makes fun of me for this, but, like, I will always give my dogs filtered water. And they're like,
mm-hmm.
why are you doing that? And I'm like, because the sink water tastes like metal and dirt.
Yeah.
And I want them to have filtered water with ice. Mm-hmm. Like, why is that so extra?
I give my cat filtered water as well.
100%.
Except it's a little bit hard because this is so off topic, but
we ever been on topic?
I don't know. My cat likes to play Splash in the Water game.
Oh.
Yeah, so his water bowl is super glued to the floor.
Right, right, right.
So I can't like pick up the water bowl and fill it
you have
up.
to carry the Brita to the pool.
No, I fill like a cup up with water and pour the cup into the bowl.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because the bowl needs to stay on the ground.
Yeah.
And it's there. It's staying on the ground. So, confirmed, water does have a taste.
Okay,
And
it's my turn.
it's Paige's turn.
It's my turn. I want this one.
What's it gonna be?
What's it going to be? Early 2000s pop
Oh
music.
my gosh, this is another Paige one.
It is. I love how all of these are mine. I don't even care.
Ugh, I
Early
want
2000s
mine.
pop music
Just kidding.
is literally so good. And I know I was barely alive, but like
You were
when it comes,
alive
I
more than
was.
me.
Yeah, that's true. But like I do think every like decade has had its good songs and they've had its like classics. But when it comes to early 2000s, there was just so many repetitive good ones that it's like
It was like banger after banger.
from 1000 to 010, like
Fire.
amazing. Like we had Rihanna, we had Britney, we had Destiny's Child, we had T-Pain, we had
Ooh,
Eminem.
the Black Eyed
We had
Peas?
the Black Eyed
Hello.
Peas. We had Fergie coming into herself.
Yeah.
Literally, we saw the birth of Fergie.
The
100%.
rise and fall of Fergie.
And fall. Yeah. That too.
National anthem hated to see her coming.
Dude, that was insane. I still don't understand how that happened.
It's so funny to me.
Because, like, her songs are good. And I'm like,
Right?
Pookie,
Fergalicious.
Pookie, what happened?
Okay.
Okay.
Now this
Is this yours?
is technically it's one that I'm interested in.
Oh, okay.
And it
Okay.
is Taylor Swift.
Mm.
Just in general. I have a lot
Okay.
of
Okay. Let me hear. Let me
thoughts,
hear.
I
Let me hear.
guess.
I'm pretty neutral on Taylor, so I feel like I can be a mediator of sorts.
I feel like I'm pretty neutral too. Like,
Okay.
I'm not a Taylor hater.
No.
Because I
You would have
like.
given off that vibe. Taylor haters, you can tell.
Yeah. But it's like, which is worse at this point? Like, is it worse to be a Taylor hater or a Taylor fan? I don't even know. Like, they're both
Yes.
like equally as bad, I feel like.
Yes.
And so, but anyways, I feel like, like I grew up with her music,
Oh, yeah.
especially in the early days. That was my thing. I'm not gonna wish ill on her.
No.
Do I think that all of her music pretty much sounds the same? Yeah.
Yes.
I
Yes, it
do.
does.
I don't think that she's like an outstanding vocalist
That's
either.
fair. That's really fair.
I mean, like,
'Cause
she's
like
fine.
and it's
I'm not a good
hard 'cause like
singer,
we
but.
grew up with Kelly Clarkson and Adele. So
Right?
it's like we've heard and like
And like
Lady
Ariana
Gaga.
Grande?
Yes.
Hello.
Oh my God. No, I agree.
But
When it
it's
comes
like.
to our singers, she's not in my top
No.
10.
No, me neither. And I'm not ever gonna be like, oh, Taylor Swift's the worst person in the whole world.
Bah.
She deserves nothing but
Bah,
hate. No, I'm like,
bah, bah.
no, maybe not. But I definitely think that she's overhyped for sure.
That's fair.
So
That's totally fair.
there's that.
Yeah.
Especially the new album. The new
See,
album was bad,
I
but
heard it a little bit and I was like, I feel like I've heard this song somewhere. And then that was the whole album. I was like, oh. None of these were like, oh, okay, I hear
For
you.
me, it was weird because I got on social media after her album like dropped, and there were a ton of like Taylor Swift fans being like, this is awful. Which like
See, I've seen that
I
too.
kind of agree. Like I did
Yeah.
not like this album. It was
I
not
know.
very good.
Yeah.
But also, I don't think it was any worse than the last ones. Like, does she
Yeah.
not say like cringe stuff in all of her albums?
Yeah.
Like, I think so. Like, this is what it's always sounded
Yeah.
like to me. So I don't really understand, like.
I mean, I think there was at least like one song per album in her past albums that I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like this song. It's never been like a, oh, I'm gonna listen to this.
Yeah. But
But
it's
it's
been
been,
like,
okay,
yeah.
that's a good song.
Yeah.
I just have more songs that I like more.
Yeah, right?
No offense.
Sorry, Taylor.
Sorry, Taylor.
Paige's
Next.
turn.
Next. Okay, this one is not mine, and I am so curious to hear what this means. Benson Boone is overhated. Who hates Benson Boone?
Everyone hates Benson Boone. Because everyone just hates him.
He's funny.
I think he's funny, too.
He's really funny.
And everyone hates Benson Boone. For real. Like, everyone hated on Moonbeam Ice Cream.
Moonbeam Ice Cream is really funny.
It's so fun. And, like, he's over here doing the backflips.
Oh, my God. The backflips are so funny.
I don't think that he's really, like... I think that Benson Boone is talented.
Yeah.
Please don't cancel me.
No.
But, like, I think... he just is in the wrong genre.
Yeah.
He's in, like, silly funky pop, which, like, if that's what he likes, then awesome.
Yeah.
But if he were to come out with some, like, gut-wrenching stuff...
Oh.
I would be into that. Also, confession.
Okay.
I was a Benson Boone fan before... Hmm? Yeah. I was bumping Benson Boone... in 2022.
Oh. Was that like his first album?
I don't know.
Probably was.
I thought it was fire. And then, and then I go on his Spotify because everyone's like, oh, I hate Benson Boone, whatever, whatever. I'm like, wait.
I know these songs.
What's that thing? It's like, oh, it's John Adams. I know him. That can't be.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, oh, I know this, who it is. It's John Papenbrooke.
But I saw him on, when everyone was hating on him, and I was like, I know this guy.
Oh.
I've been rocking with him since the olden days.
Oh, no.
But I'll stand by that.
Was it, like, the same, like, happy pop music, or was it?
No, it was, like, sad.
Oh.
Music.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I might have to give that a listen then.
Yeah.
I'm kind of intrigued now.
It was good. Hmm. And you know what? I also think I saw this thing on TikTok and it was like, how Benson Boone is just in the wrong time period right now. Because how was everyone all on about Watermelon Sugar, but Moonbeam Ice Cream isn't okay anymore?
That's true.
Like,
those are the same songs.
It's the same thing.
They're the exact same song. It's the
same thing.
Yeah.
And it's just like, look, I love Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not going to dog on Benson Boone.
No.
Because I'm not an idiot.
Exactly.
If I've been, yeah, y'all were listening to Watermelon Sugar, but Moonbeam Ice Cream isn't cool. Come on now.
Come on.
I hate that.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, it's my turn. That one low-key felt like my turn, though. I was so hoping we would draw that one. Benson Boone.
Oh, Benson Boone.
Oh, this is a joint one.
Okay.
It's Bikes on Roads.
Bikes! Okay, listen.
It's more of a page one. She gets a little emotional about this.
If you're a bike rider, I want you to know, I am talking directly to you when I say this. I will hit you with my car.
We've talked about this in every episode.
I talk about this in every episode. If it's a kid, if it's a man on a bike, if it's a woman on a bike, if it's a they-them on a bike, I will hit you. Because, pull over. And for, okay, no, okay, here's my thing. No matter where you're at on the road, you need to be on the right side. I don't care if you're going north, south, east, west, go to the right. The amount of times I have been driving, and I'm just doing my dandy thing, and then some bike is driving straight towards me. Yes, towards me. And they're just head on, and I'm like...
No, but that's the
right... Watch me gas it.
That's the right way.
No, they need to be on the right side of the road, going the same direction I'm going. They don't need to go towards me. I don't like that. I'd rather go... around them.
No, that's like bike safety protocol.
What?
Yeah.
Is that why I get so mad?
Yeah. Because
I think it's... Oh. Huh.
At least I think. At least that's what I was taught when learning about bikes. What? Yeah, is that like the correct side of the road to be on is the opposite of where the cars are going in your lane.
That's so weird.
Right? But I think it's weird, and I also think that... If we're going to be encouraging a ton of people to, like...
Ride bikes. Yeah.
Then there needs to be enough bike lanes.
Yes.
Or sidewalks. Sidewalks and let need them to be on there. Legal.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I've never seen anyone getting
no.
slammed to the ground and cuffed because they're riding a bike on the sidewalk. No. But
no.
Still, it's the concept. It's the principle.
It is. It is. And I don't mean those, like, bikes that have, like, literal engines on them. And they're, like, they can go, like, 35 miles an hour. I'm like, no, not the electric bikes. You guys are fine. Because
it's the ones where
you know how to pedal.
They're pedaling for their lives. And it's still not fast enough. And it's like, boogie. Oh, my gosh.
Boogie, I'm so sorry, but get off the road! Anyways. Oh, is it my turn now?
I just turned.
Yay! I hated that. I hated the way I said that. Oh, God. Trendy water bottles, I say, as Chloe drinks out of her Stanley.
Out of my Stanley cup?
Dude, I don't care if it's a hot take. I like trendy water bottles. I know it's overconsumption. It gets me to drink water.
I love trendy water bottles. Every water bottle that has been trending is awesome.
In its own way, 100%.
Like, Hydro Flask? Amazing.
Awesome freaking water bottle.
Stanley Cup? Amazing. Awala? Amazing.
Amazing. Handle on the lid. Easy.
Right? The straw, the lid straw pops open.
And pour. Double.
It's awesome. I love the Stanleys. I keep my water cold forever.
They do.
They're so cute.
Do you see that one video of the car that blew up and the Stanley was just like full of ice water?
You know what? No.
They were like, yeah, my car was on fire for like an hour and my Stanley's full of ice. And I said,
That's what I like to see.
Yep.
Because it's like, water bottles don't trend for no reason.
No.
This is where it's at.
It is.
And they're so cute.
They are really cute.
I love my Stanley Cup. They are so cute.
Really?
Yeah, well, because
I have two Awalas.
One is leak-proof and one isn't. So one is like my outside Stanley and one is my inside Stanley.
Iconic.
Yeah. So.
Real. Okay, your turn.
I'm glad we got that one as I was drinking out of my Stanley.
That was, like, perfect timing.
I know. Hey, and you know how long that water with ice has been in there?
How long?
Since last night.
Nice!
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
This is mine. Ooh. And to be cringe is to be free. No one can have fun on social media anymore.
I agree.
It makes me mad.
I agree.
It makes me so mad because I miss it. I keep seeing these videos that's like, oh, if this came out in 2025, we'd all be doing that like stupid thing. Or in 2020, we'd all be doing that like stupid thing that we used to do. That
was fun.
Was so fun.
That was so fun. Like I posted so much on TikTok over COVID. Oh, it was COVID. So fun. And I loved it.
The TikTok dances being, like, genuinely interesting.
The Cannibal Kesha.
Oh, that
the amount of times I did that. Mm-hmm. Renegade. Yeah. I will do it again.
Oh, my gosh. It was so awesome.
That was fun.
And then, like, the, like, POV content.
I love POVs. I love POVs.
It was so fun. And it was, like, the most outlandish stuff that I was like, what are you talking about? And I would watch the ones where it was, like, I need this to, like, come back full send. Because I've been seeing it on my For You page. Ooh. The one with the POV with the Memojis. With the, like, iMessages emojis. And they have, like, the different colored hair. And they're like, your soulmate has blue hair. And then on your 18th birthday, oh my gosh, my hair hasn't changed color. And it's, like, a whole thing. And then it's like, Brad, your hair is blue. Oh my gosh, and like the hair changes. I don't know. Bring it back. Because no, that is fun to watch.
I'm for that.
I loved, and like the ones, oh my gosh, I miss it.
I do too.
Because now every TikTok I see, it's just boring. Like no one's doing anything fun. And then the second anyone's doing something fun, everyone in the comments is posting those stupid picture reactions.
You don't like the picture
reactions? I do, but it's like,
I love the picture reactions. They you can't get me so much. They're so funny.
I hate it how people are like, hate commenting on someone's original, very funny, very full of personality TikTok.
Yes.
With a meme picture that's in every TikTok comment section.
Right?
Like you are not funny.
You scroll down two times. Oh, same picture. Scroll down one more time. Oh, same photo shoot. Different picture.
Right.
Oh, and there it is again.
And then you scroll to the next TikTok, open that comment section.
There it is.
Same pictures again.
There it
is. It's like, how are you going to hate on someone for being original?
But also, The one of the monkey biting his finger and
Okay,
looking up.
that one's pretty funny.
I love that one. And the one of Fiona Gallagher from Shameless, of her on her MySpace, and it's like her leaning in the side and she's like
Oh, I
biting
like
her
that one
lip.
too.
Like, oh
Oh
my
my
God, that
gosh.
was so
Okay.
funny.
I like the picture reactions because I think that they are funny,
Yeah.
but I feel like when they're used to like hate, it's just kind of like,
Yeah. No, I agree.
like you can't hate on someone for being funny and then have
Right.
like the most unfunny comment,
Right.
you know?
I agree. I agree.
Oh, all right. Bring back being cringe.
100%.
2025.
I agree. Oh, yeah, I was waiting for that. I was like, oh no.
Right now.
Close enough.
Bring it back.
Okay, well, this episode's gotten a little bit longer than I was expecting it to, and we still didn't even get halfway through. Should we do a part two? Unless.
Should we do a part
Should
two?
we do a part two? Well, let me know, you guys.
Yeah, we'll think of more.
Let me
Maybe
know.
we'll let it brew.
See if
And
this gets
then
views or not. It might not. Now that we're on Spotify, if you're listening on Spotify, oh
yes.
my God, welcome.
We
Thank
are
you so much for
so
listening.
proud of you on
Thank
Spotify.
you.
I love.
But what are our fun stories this week?
Right now,
Ooh.
I have a
Oh my
story.
God. Chloe, you have a story?
I
Tell
know.
me about it. Tell me
I
about
know.
it.
I know.
I'm so proud.
It's about.
I say this like I don't know because I'm the only other person in the office.
I know. It's about an illustrator who illustrated for Marvel coming to
Oh.
the local
Oh
library
my
and doing
God.
a little thing for the kids. And I'm so
Oh.
excited to write about it. It's going to be a really nice little feature.
Oh my God, that's
I
adorable.
know. I'm thrilled.
That's gonna be so cute.
Now, Paige, tell us about your seven stories. No,
Oh
I'm just
my goodness. So, I have been working on this story since I started this job, actually.
Yeah, I would say so.
I've been here about a month, and my whole month here, I've been working on writing a pretty long feature story on the farming crisis of 1985. And there's a whole bunch of different things that went into it, but pretty much I talked to a whole bunch of farmers, I talked to a whole bunch of economists and
Economist.
economists. Did I say that? I don't even know what I said. You
Economist.
guys, listen. I can write a story. I never said I could spell or speak.
Right, it's
Totally
fine.
different.
It's okay.
Totally different thing.
It's fine.
But I'm super excited. I really hope it does well. I do know that it's a wee bit long and it's definitely more informational than cute, but it has a lot of good information. So if you're interested, I recommend you read it in the paper this week. It'll be coming out this week. Do I have any
Yes.
other stories?
I thought you had a ton.
I mean, I do. Like, there is Peculiar has their Harvest Moon Festival this weekend. That's super fun. They have it every year, and they have like a trick-or-treat parade thing where they have the kids like walk through a parade through the
Oh,
town,
that's cute. In their
and then
costumes. Oh, I love that.
and then like once they finish the parade, it's immediately all the kids stay in line and just walk around the festival and trick-or-treat from all the booths at the festival.
I
So it's
like
actually
that.
it's no, it's super
That's kind of a
adorable.
good idea.
No, it is. It's really adorable. But I'm excited for that one, but I think that's mostly everything I've got at least.
Yeah.
But follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook,
Yes, please.
subscribe to the paper.
Leave your feedback. Comment, sillies.
Comments, please. Instagram, Facebook, whichever. I don't think you can comment on Spotify.
I don't know.
I don't feel like you probably can. I have no idea.
I've never
I'm an Apple
attempted.
Music person, not a Spotify,
Really?
unfortunately. I was Spotify through high
I
school,
get that.
and then I transferred, so.
I'm tired of the Apple Music hate. Hot
No, me
take.
too. Ending the episode with another hot take. I like Apple Music. But thank you so much for
Right. Yes, we're
listening.
so excited.
Thank you guys. Let us know if you want a part two. We'll probably do it anyways, no matter what feedback we
Yeah,
get.
probably.
So.
Because we've still got more sticky notes in the cup,
We do.
so
Listen.
they're
You hear
calling
that?
you. They're calling you.
Don't you want to hear those?
Hot takes, hot takes.
Take the hot take.
Please listen to our. Please, please. Okay.
Okay, before we get a little too weird, we're gonna end this. You guys have a great week.
A good week. We'll see you next time
See
on
you.
Two Girls and a Press Pass.
Yeah.